Koff sat at the bare desk. He swung the swivel chair around, checked the time, got up to confirm the door was actually locked, walked back to the chair. He felt smug, until suddenly he did not. He felt the call of nature. Oh God, he thought. He put his head in his hands on the desk. The position increased the pressure on his bladder. Oh God, oh God! He had knocked back quite a few bourbons on the flight. He sat up straight. The office was sparse, a soulless place to intimidate drug mules. He looked under the desk, no trash bin. Oh God, spies did not pee their pants. He stood. Only 3 minutes had passed since the can-do former commando had left. Koff went to the door and hammered on it. There was no response. He hammered again. Nothing. He had asked to be left safe and secure. Time went into slow motion. His mother would say, "This is God punishing you," he thought, "for being a liar and a thief." He walked the few paces around the office. It seemed to help, temporarily. Big Brain said, "There's only one receptacle in here. It is in front of you." Koff looked down. There was a drawer in the desk. He opened it. It was empty. He shut it with unnecessary force. The action sparked a new tension in his bursting bladder. He opened the drawer again, unzipped his fly. Suddenly there were voices at the door. He was caught on the edge of a urine precipice. The flow could not be dammed once he started. He had to step back. He rushed to hoist the zip back up as the door behind him opened. A voice exclaimed, "Boffy!" Koff swung around, held up a stern finger. "The password is not to be used in front of third parties, Abel. You should know that. Okay, let's get the hell out of here, right now." He grabbed his briefcase, nodded his thanks to a startled Jerry Ryan and strode out of the door. Johnny Abel followed. Ryan, mystified, walked to the desk, peered into the open drawer. Empty. Shook his head and closed it. Spooks. Well, he'd have a new story to tell his mates at the Return Services League, his decisive role in a top-level intelligence op. He had personally saved the day. No doubt about that.